Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We have some energy to move, so let's go to it. Okay. Everyone, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And let's get everyone aligned, strengthening our core. For those of you who've been doing work since our last call, let's go ahead and invite in all the parts of yourself that are ready to integrate, have just finished up some work, ready to come in. So let's get everyone as aligned and as whole as possible. So what is wholeness? Wholeness is our alignment. That's really what it is. What's ascension? Ascension is being able to be in our alignment as often as possible. People often send me emails about kind of beating themselves up about how can I stay here? And I don't want you to think about that. I want you to think about just returning when you find yourself out of alignment. And just when you see yourself out, it's always a round trip ticket. Just allow yourself to come back. That's all it is. Just like a breath, you're just going to come back. Let it be graceful. So all the parts of yourself that were ready and waiting for the grace and the understanding, that one little nugget of understanding, let's invite those parts back. All right. Some of us have opened up new levels, a lot of new levels in our multidimensional alignment. So let's strengthen and welcome those knowings within our alignment. But keep your attention on your core, because we're operating in our human body. Okay. So I'd like you to see yourself before you incarnated with a group of other excited beings that are making a big plan for their mission to Earth. Might sound a little silly, but just bear with me here. So you're standing around with light beings. That will be your parents, adopted parents, grandparents. Sometimes your friends are there, but let's also focus on our family of origin. People that came before and influenced your grandparents and your parents, all this big group. And everyone's a light being. Everyone is beautiful. Everyone is just beautiful. And they're light and understanding. We've all decided to take a little adventure to Earth because we want to practice what it would be like to lose our sense of light and return to it. What would it be like, and how would we do this? Would we be able to return easily? Would we have a difficulty doing this? What would it be? One person says in the group, I want to practice being, you know, maybe this is someone who's had a lot of timid lifetimes before. I want to practice controlling a whole group of people and play out insecurity. Another very strong person says, I might want to practice being overwhelmed by the emotions of other people. I want to get really sensitive and see if I can love them even though they overwhelm me. Everyone has their own arrangement. And probably you are already thinking how this is actually playing out in your family. And one by one, each of these light beings drop into the earth. And they are the ones, your four fathers and mothers, who will assist you to become who you are and challenge you and let you experience. Think of this as a family vacation of sorts. Now, this tree is your family tree. So as people are parachuting into Earth, let them parachute into a family tree. Some of you might have pine trees. Some of you might be oaks. Some of you might be grand giant banyan trees. Some might be palm trees. But I'd like you to see your family tree with all these little lights, with many, many experiences on this tree. And I want you to always remember that this tree came from light, no matter how dark your experience of your family was. So let's allow the light to continue to flow into the family tree. I want you to see the light of the sun and source to come into the tree. The leaves of the tree to move to accept the light. The branches to be aligned. You might see the little lights of your parents on the tree or your grandparents on the tree. You know, that's fine, but I want you to concentrate on the light. And we're going to do a bit of a remembrance. So I'd like you to go to source. Open up to source for your family tree. And with this, send in with me a light where we're going to root out all of the shame within your family tree. The ones who pushed shame, the ones who magnified shame, the ones who invented it. Just allow the light to move through and to find all the places where the shame is hidden. And just allow the light to turn on in those places. I'd like you to do this also for betrayal. Let's go to source, the light where everyone came from. And allow the light to move into the tree for all the episodes of betrayal, anywhere within your family, an ancestral line, or adopted line. I'd like you to do this for guilt. Allow shoots of light. You could think of it as like fireworks coming into your tree if you want, different colors if you'd like, to come in and find this issue everywhere it's stuck. Everywhere that people just need a little boost to remember who they are. For the control within the family. Families often develop very strong rules for how people will be controlled or not controlled, shunned, all of these funny family dynamics. And they do that because they're concerned about safety. And if they have these rules, everyone will be safe and stay together. It's a certain type of pruning. That's not quite right, but it's how humanity is sort of formed and how we've learned from each other. So allow a light to come in for this sort of energy. And from the viewpoint of source, I'd like you to look at this tree. I'd like you to see all of your family. You may not know anybody's name. It's okay. But I'd like you to see the lights turning on for every family member, including your children, your children's children, children you may have in the future. They're sort of lit up like a Christmas tree. This whole tree lights within the tree. Now I'd like you to go right down the core of the tree and light it up stronger. And here we are, we're going to reprogram your family history to be strong to all of the patterns it took to the very end, got stuck and didn't know how to find its way home. So if you're visual, you might see the lights on the tree, be able to go back to the core of the tree to remember the light, which is very strong as it pours down from source. I see one or two of you have a sense that there's some issue that's so stuck it's impossible. Let's go ahead and supercharge that area. People may not be able to use the information. They may have a program where they're going to be stuck a little longer, but that's okay. You're going to have the avenue back for these people. You're going to light the path back. Now, from the point of view of source and you within your light body, I'd like you to see yourself on this tree. Sometimes trees are grafted. So if your family tree is an oak, but you're really a pine tree, that's okay. But I'd like you to see yourself as a seed or a cone or whatever it is from your tree. Go ahead and separate off and be yourself. But you have a fully lighted ancestral tree. We're going to set the ancestral tree aside, and I want full concentration right now just on you and your tree. Now, choose the tree you want to be. Whatever tree, it could be a banyan, you could be a pine tree, you could be a palm tree, whatever feels right to you. An apple, a fig, just pick that. I like to see myself sitting under the tree, my physical body, and I become one with the tree. Or you can just be the tree. Your tree is on the new earth. I'd like you to see your roots go deep into the new earth. Go deep down into the sustenance and the grounding. In the same way you're stabilized by the planet, we are also fueled by the source of the sun, the universe, God, whatever word fits for you. I'd like you to open that up to full acceptance and allow that energy to come into your tree. You can turn your leaves up to accept it. And we want a very strong core in our tree. So strengthen it and widen it. Some of you may be drawing a pen line of source energy down your tree. I'd like you to just make that thicker, especially those last few days. We need this thicker. Widen it. I'd like you to take your attention to the limbs of your tree. And I want you to check for limbs that are so spread out or too long that they're destabilizing you. So I want you to look for limbs that are engaged in patterns of shame or guilt or codependence. The games that we play that you cannot be whole without another person. The games that we play that you must be waiting for someone to deliver something to you before you can be powerful. The part of you that's waiting for the apology, the pat on the back. If you have a limb like that on your tree, I'd like you to pull it back in. Pull the limb back into your core. Just so you're withdrawing the expectation that your source is going to come from a horizontal limb. It's going to come from the top of your tree down. It's going to come from your alignment and your ability to accept the light and love. So everywhere that you're ready to let this go, just let that go. Okay. Some of you feel destabilized by other people around you. Even in love, some of you have written to me about your love feeling destabilized. Okay. Let's delete all of the patterns out of the tree that destabilize us. Sometimes our ancestral family has trained us to think that our only sustenance comes through them, which of course isn't true. It comes from source. When we come from families like this, we meet people along our journey who actually amplify that back to us over and over again until we get that lesson. If we had a controlling parent, we're probably going to attract a controlling spouse. Maybe completely different. They may be controlling in a different way, more convoluted way. Okay, take a deep breath. Every act of reclamation you do within your alignment and your tree assists you and everyone else in your family line and even your friends. Some of them may not like it, but every act assists. It gives them more room to see a shift and allow shifts for themselves. One light can make another light. It may seem very small, but in the end, it's not. Take a deep breath. Sometimes people ask, what can I do for my loved one? And the true answer is, we need to work on ourselves. So the part of you that is so worried about the loved one or the child, let's love that part that's so worried that you're not able to be in your power or it weakens you. That never helps the other person. So just go ahead and love. Sometimes we have patterns, and some of us grew up with parents with these patterns, where their wounds became the rules of the family. I came from a family where one member was the only one allowed to be sad. And so no one else could be. So let's just go ahead and love that part of ourselves that didn't get to express or feel what you were feeling. And this confuses children. We end up not knowing what's ours and what's another person's. So to the extent that happened to you, let's love these parts of ourselves and integrate them home. Okay. The part of you that was never respected, I want you to find that part of yourself that felt disrespected. And let's go ahead and love those parts and then allow them to come home. It may be in a different time, space, or dimension, but if you're resonating with disrespect, or you know that you've disrespected someone else, this can also work. So just go ahead and bring in the parts of yourself that did that, and let's love them. Underneath the parts of ourselves or the parts of others that needed to control is a very insecure part. So let's go deeper, one step deeper, and love the part that needs this. The part that's so insecure that it must control everyone around to feel comfortable. There are some people that don't believe that they can be whole, that they're strong or whole unless they have all the marbles or all the money or all the control or fill in the blank. So let's go ahead and love any part of ourselves that may have experienced that from someone else. Maybe you're still vibrating with feeling victimized by this. I'd like you to go into that part of yourself that feels that, and let's love it. Bring that back to your tree. If it's nighttime where you are, your tree can even be, you know, it can be sustained through the moon and the stars. And just like a gentle wind helps a tree become strong and the roots to be stronger, allow the fact that all of these crazy bumps and difficult turns in your life also made you stronger. We just haven't recognized and reclaimed those pieces yet. So for those of you who have said and written in and said things like, I have gone through, you know, this many decades of this and this many decades of that, let's go find these pieces that are really, really ready to return to wholeness. And bring them back to core. Maybe you are the tree in your family that escaped and left and didn't look back. You might be the healthiest tree of the bunch, but I'd like you to go ahead and just check and see if you have a limb kind of out, still kind of hoping they recognize and appreciate you. And that depends whether they can ever do that or not. It may be that they cannot. It may be that they are determined to make you so free of the need for that from them. And maybe you have a program of needing that, needing to be so strong. Go ahead and invite that part back in for love. If we don't have self-appreciation, we're certainly not going to get it reflected in the greater world. I only had one money question. So if you wrote me about money, you know I'm talking to you. I want you to go into your core and strengthen the need for anything from money. So that means let's let go of all the things we think about it and just allow it. Any place that we don't feel comfortable receiving, let's delete those patterns and love the parts of ourselves that reject it. If you have a program that Prince Charming is going to come along and support you and take care of you better than Daddy did, or as well as Daddy did, you're not going to be able to make money for yourself. It's always going to be a problem. So let's go ahead and delete those programs. If you have a program where, you know, money's kind of dangerous or ugly or corrupt because you've seen so much greed around it, let's go ahead and let go of all the patterns of holding on to the greed of others. We don't have to feel their greed. And we can love the parts of ourselves that have felt damaged because of the greed of the world and love those parts. Well, I'd like to integrate this in for you. So if you'll take a deep breath and everyone can play along, allow those parts of yourself to come home. You don't have to love money. We just need to love ourselves. I know you're a tree, and because you're a tree, you don't go to a restaurant. But if you were to think about what happens as your human self goes to a restaurant, you don't say, I'd like a hamburger or I'd like a vegetarian special. And you don't say that and go into this huge doubt that they're not going to bring it for you. You don't do that. And money is pretty much the same way. It may take a little longer for the order to come in, but all the emotions that you have around the doubt and the wonder and the uncertainty and using the order of your dinner or the amount of money you need as an excuse to beat yourself up and tell you why you don't deserve it. That doesn't happen in the restaurant, and we don't want it to happen around money. So let's delete all the patterns around that. And all the holdups. Some of you have patterns of being the Prince Charming. And that means you're going to find a damsel in distress and you're going to make her life better. Maybe you saw your mother struggle or suffer a lot through the hands of men and you want to make the life better. So I want you to go ahead and understand and find the little Prince Charming parts of yourself. And I'd like you to invite them back because you're so likely to attract a woman who can never get out of distress. Who, as soon as she solves one problem, another one's going to show up just as disastrous and she will be just as helpless. Because she also has a program that she can't solve anything without another person. In a relationship, we want both people to be whole and both to be the pillars holding up the house. Let's let go of these games and these programs. Delete and reset. And I'm going to go back to relationships again, and I'm going to talk about how we feel when we're in love. You need to feel more than yourself when you're in love. And by that, I don't mean destabilized. If you're getting like a little thrill because you don't know yourself in that, or you're getting a little thrill but you're not feeling whole or stable, you're not in your relationship. You're not in your wholeness. You're not, this, what you're getting is how you have lost your identity in this relationship, and we need to keep returning to it. Relationships are amazing lab work for our emotions. They're about as perfect as you can get. But consider what you're doing. Know what you're doing. And really examine the quality of the love that you have. What is it? And what patterns exist within that love? Does someone have to always be suffering? Does someone always have to be the one rescued? Just go ahead and let go of all of these patterns. If you let that go, someone can give you a gift of money and it doesn't destabilize you. This is where we let go of some of the fairy tales that we carry in our unconscious mind. Let's let that go. Delete. All right. So we've gone through quite a few patterns. I'd like everyone just to take a breath and bring in all aspects of themselves. They're ready to integrate. I want to also talk about punishment. Almost everybody was punished as a child. Some were given too much freedom, and there's resentment there too. But go ahead and find the part of yourself that was either ignored or punished just for being you, where your spirit was broken. Go ahead and bring in the parts of yourself that were broken off as a child. And let go of any mimicking that you're doing from someone that's not really you. Okay, let's go ahead and check your tree out. So trees also live in a biodiverse community on our planet, and they have birds that sing to them, that vibrate through their leaves and help awaken them. You have insects that crawl around and assist. Sometimes they're overwhelmed. Just like sometimes we're overwhelmed by an overgrowth of something. So let's go ahead and strengthen our tree for any overgrowth. And that means any energy that you take in from the collective world that is damaging. For a tree, it might be the air is off, there's too much sun, not enough sun. The soil is not right for it. But your tree is living in the place where you know that you have the right soil. You know that you're open to source. You know that you get what you need. So above your tree, I'd like you to feel a gentle rain. In Hawaii, we call this Hawaiian blessings. It's always a blessing to be married in the rain. So allow this gentle, gentle rain to fall on your tree and wash it free. You might feel light within the rain. Let it just go and completely wash you free. Let it go all the way down and nourish your roots. some of the emotional patterns that we discuss or are in your program may be also deep within your roots. So go ahead and allow the light of Source and the rain to penetrate deeply, just to erase and loosen any of these patterns that you feel rooted to. I'd like you to check your tree and yourself and your soul for any unshed emotions or tears, anything that feels stuck. And allow the rain to help the energy to move, and allow the rain to help you reclaim the emotion. If you have any frozen tears, let them move. Some of our emotional patterns make us feel like we miss the support of someone important, like we miss the support. So I want you to love the part of yourself and reclaim, integrate the part of your soul that feels it is missing something, and invite that part back. Because it has everything it needs right now to make every choice you need. If you need a new job, you let your source know, this is what I'm looking for. Bring it to me in the most graceful way possible. I'd like to be held at night. Bring that to me in the most graceful way possible. I would like to have a job I love doing. Bring that to me in the most graceful way possible. I need to be able to pay my rent. Allow that energy to come to me in the most graceful way possible. So when we're asking for grace, you know, we're also claiming that this will be calming and actually a beautiful gift that comes to us. The grace is already working to erase any sense of guilt or who owes who what. Some of us feel orphaned in the world, like other people can have things, but we can't. Like our needs are always put aside for others. And we thank Source for giving us everything that we need. And we become centered with our core. And then we don't feel pushed aside. We're able to feel ourselves and our world operate around us. So take a deep breath, and we're going to strengthen those in the group that just need to feel a bit firmer within the knowing of who you are. And you are nothing less than the light on this planet and in the world. We used to say, you are the light in God's eye. That's who you are. No less or no more than anybody else. Some people just have their lights on. That's the difference. Some of the rain that we have falling on our tree is really washing away some of this old confusion. Just let that go. We're demagnetizing to confusion. neediness, the neediness of others. And they're just confused. Their alignment is off. That's all it is. There's some program that you are to feel important because you respond to the neediness. Because if you're overwhelmed by the needs of another, then we're not aligned. We want everything coming out from you to be a gift to another person. We want it to be easy to give, easy to love. And where it's not, we have a program to work on. And sometimes it calls us to take a little break from the overgiving so that we can strengthen ourselves. And they're simply showing us another place we could be stronger. They're another place, whether friend or family, that in spirit, before we all came here, they made some agreement to, in their messy life and within your messy life, to reflect something for you to shift, for you to strengthen, for you to find and remember who you are. We all are born into our collective fairy tales. Princess Diana was an icon that had many of these iconic projections made on her. She was like the last amazing princess that was known worldwide. And it was like the pattern of the poor princess. I mean, for all of the notoriety, for all of the beauty, for all the gifts, even her beautiful children, there was a part of her that really was lost. So the fairy tale wedding didn't turn out exactly the way she wanted. And if you're carrying any of this within you, let's just go ahead and let that pattern go. And for all the parts of us that are reflecting that pattern, bring back the parts of yourself waiting to be acknowledged. And if you think about it, this woman had an awful lot of acknowledgement and love for many, many people, but she didn't have it for herself deeply enough to feel strong. So let's invite all the parts of ourselves involved in any way in that pattern home. Very nice. Got a lot of strong trees in the forest here. It looks pretty good. All right. I think I'm going to go ahead and take a caller, and I'm going to give preference to people who have not raised their hands in this program before. So let's see who's here with us today. Okay, 713.
Hi, Sherry. This was an awesome call so far.
Oh, cool. Glad you like it.
I love it. It's so funny because I know I'm the one that's sending the question about money, and I love that, and I'm going to re-listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been divorced for over 15 years, and I resonate so much with the people that have questions about relationships because I love that part about Princess Diana and
mm-hmm.
how we carry that and we find things not to love ourselves. And that's what I've been listening to the guilt one over and over and over at night and awake and asleep. And still I find myself pulling up old things to be guilty about.
Yeah. Yeah, let's assist you. So all the ones that are ready to come back, all those parts of yourself that are ready to integrate now and let go of all of this feeling of guilt, so let's bring these all back. Everyone can play along. Bring them back. Sometimes guilt is, I didn't do enough. Which means
yeah.
I'm not enough. I am not enough. So where is that part of you that's in I am not enough. Let's go to those places. There we go. Okay, so I see one. I see one very hidden. And I'm shining some light on her and asking her if she'd like to come back for you. She's so distressed. She doesn't want to be seen as someone with a lot of glory. Kind of a funny word. And so I don't want everyone to see my glorified self, and I'm just shining love on her, and she's kind of like hidden under a rock, and I'm sending her the message that we all need to see her light shine, and she wants that. She's kind of shy. We're bringing her back now. Now, Sandy, she's coming back. So just open your heart. Okay, let's let everyone get a heart boost. Let's go to everyone's heart. Stay with me here, Sandy. And let's just go ahead and just open everyone's heart. Clear it out. Good. Let that love be in there, the unconditional love. There we go. Very good. How are you feeling?
Wonderful. I was never enough for my mother, and that's what finally came back.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's delete all the patterns. I was never enough. And who I am is not enough. Or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not this enough for anyone. Thank you, Sandy. It was a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. We're going to go to... let's see, 661. Hello.
Hi, this is Megan.
Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Okay, it's the damsel in distress.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure what to do with it.
Okay, we'll love it. Let's love it. Are you the damsel? Or are you rescuing somebody else? Okay. All right. All right. So you can have some fun with this. It's absolutely fun. So, you know, there's some part of you that's the rescuing prince.
There is. I rescued my first husband, and now I'm the damsel with my second.
Okay, let's bring this in. Let's bring this part that's playing this pattern.
Okay.
So sometimes we feel guilt about this, and we bring any part that feels guilty or called out. I didn't mean to call anybody out. Just go ahead and bring all these parts in. The part that's sensitive to be called out. Let's love this part. Okay. All right, so you're a very creative person, and you use some of your really long limbs to go out and create. So let's go ahead and bring that in and let that creation be your core first.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm just loving these parts. What are you feeling now?
Oh, more whole.
Normal?
more whole.
More whole. That sounds better. Normal. I thought, I don't think Megan ever wanted to be normal.
I'm not normal.
I think she might think this is an insult. So, okay. Let's see. How are you feeling? Better?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. All right. So you're synthesizing. You really brought that in deeply. And so that whole core is just going to keep flowing differently. It's going to be a few days, but you just brought back a nice big piece of yourself. So thank
awesome.
You so much.
All
thank right.
You, Sherry.
You're welcome. Okay. Hi, Anna. Anna Karen.
Yes.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I fell asleep during the when you were speaking now, but now I'm awake again.
Okay, that's fine.
I divorced 5 years ago, and I feel better and stronger, but I'm every time I wake up, I press my teeth together so hard, it aches really, and I can feel very angry and when I wake up.
And you press your feet together?
Teeth, my jaws.
Oh, your teeth, I'm sorry. Okay, let's go into the anger. Tell me about the anger. What's under the anger?
That I don't know. I think it's something I really don't know. I think it's from my childhood or maybe from when I was married to this man.
All right, let's take the love into this anger and going to take it out of your jaw, your teeth, your mouth. And all the ancestral links to voice and words attached to feeling and emotion. Sometimes we have this big tangled mess of fear, anger, other people's fear and anger, and our own. And so I'm going to disentangle that for you. And so the part of you that's trying to resolve something in the middle of the night but doesn't quite get it to the surface enough for you to resolve it, and the part of you that just is holding on to it. So sometimes we hold on to our wounds that we received because we're still waiting for compensation, or we want someone to show up and say and apologize, or we want a payment to come out, or we expect something from someone else. So all the parts of yourself, and for anyone else on the call who feels this way, go ahead and love these parts. Allow them to come in. Any that are ready to stop playing that game. Because the more whole we are, the healthier we are. If we gave away everything we had to other people and never figured out how to refuel or call fractal pieces back, we're not able to, we're not able to really be as healthy or, you know, happy or rich or all the things that we may want. I'm seeing a lot of conversations. Are you feeling anything else?
I feel a little lighter. It doesn't feel so tight in my muscles right now.
Yeah. Good. So, and then the part of you that wakes up, I don't know, that part may not want to know, but let's love the part that doesn't know. And allow that part to come in to our heart. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So someone feels that they are having an attack. So let's love the part that feels attacked. I'm reading web questions now. The part of yourself that feels desperate. The part of you that feels lost. Okay, so this is not just some of my web questions, but for everyone who feels lost. separation. When we are whole within our core, we're not separated from anyone. That may be a very hard lesson. So let's love the part that is really struggling with a hard lesson. Okay. I want to talk about merging. So when we were all these light beings up before we incarnated with all the other light beings we were coming on the big Earth vacation with, we easily merged in and out of each other, easily in and out of each other. And it was all light. It wasn't really an issue. But when we come to Earth, we have an obligation to respect each other's boundaries and things that they're working on. Maybe someone comes in with an illness that no matter what you've done, you've not been able to really assist, or it seems like you're just overgiving all the time and nothing really happens for you, or nothing ever resolves. I want you to keep loving the parts that feel the resolution is not at your hand or out of your control. Love the part that feels out of control in that relationship. Okay, I'm going through. There we go. It's a big integration's happening for someone. Sometimes children are kept away or used as a bargaining tool or a weapon against the other parent. And we've seen this done in every family. Some, it's much more severe. It might be that it's just poisoning a child's mind against a parent. It might be stealing that child. It may be lying about the parent, maybe many other things. So for anyone experiencing this, or that has a memory of this, or is working with another difficult person, I'd like you to see you in your strong core. The part of you that is feeling the effects, the cumulative effects of this throughout time, I'd like you to love that part. Keep loving. Okay, so there's a lot of emotion there. Sometimes we skip over the emotion and we kind of go from I feel terrible and helpless to I'm completely in my core. So, but to get all of the pieces back, to handle all of it, we have to accept the feeling journey we went on. We have to accept it. It might just take you a split second. It might take you a week. It doesn't matter. We just have to accept that we felt this way, that we felt all of the things that we felt. Let's go ahead and love these parts. Okay, love, lots of love, unconditional love. These are parts of ourselves out in the wilderness. Let's bring them back home. When we can return ourselves to wholeness, that is energetically similar to a child returning home. And so when we have a sense of a child being denied to us, we have a part of ourselves that is in a similar situation. So let's go ahead and bring all the energy back, attached to a child. and the part of it that is you, bring that back. So of all the characters in whatever pattern everyone on the call is working out, I want you to see yourself in your strong light. And I'd like you to see every other character, attorney, magistrate, government official, in its highest form of light. And if you're being denied access to a child, I want you to write a letter for that child, and that child is going to energetically get that letter. The child may need so much more from you than that, but you will get that. It's just time. It's time. So keep yourself healthy for the time the child is returned. And just keep loving. And when you reunite with this child, there's going to be an entire catalog of communication. Plus, they will have picked it up energetically. We're sending love for one particular situation and for many others who have some aspect of this. So I'd like everyone to take a deep breath and bring in their inner child and love it. Sometimes we have dreams, especially in a time of a scorpion moon, like we're in now, where people from our past are speaking to us in our dream state. So please love these parts of yourself that are there and allow that sense of love to be there. Love is forgiveness. Just love. And you have to love the part of yourself that experienced whatever you experienced with a person. I want to talk about the act of forgiveness. The forgiveness is really being whole within yourself and feeling the love and retrieving the part of yourself resonating in a certain place. And when you do that, you free the other person to bring their limb back to, or their cord back, or whatever has to happen. A disentanglement has taken place. That is forgiveness. Forgiveness is not, I feel terrible, I will forgive that other person for everything they did to me, but I still feel terrible. That's kind of a low level version of it. It's probably the one most of us are taught to forgive before we've actually cleaned up the energy of it. It doesn't help. Most of us have these unfinished places. So for all your unfinished places of forgiveness, I'd like you to go gather the parts of yourself or your consciousness that are there and bring it back. We'll strengthen your core. And that should take you to another level of the spiral, or another part to clean out of a issue you've clearly worked on before. Okay, so there's some confusion and where people disassociated. For all of those who disassociated through your family issues, please go ahead and invite those parts back to you. They may stream in from your head. They may come in from all parts of the universe. Just let them come back. I believe we've done the infinity loop before, but it seems to be coming up strong on this call. So if everyone will put themselves inside of an infinity loop, and it's beautiful white light that travels and moves, it's in motion, this loop, and put whoever you most want to work something out with in the other loop, and I'll give you some energetic assistance here. So the loop is moving, it's in motion, it's helping to clear everybody's fields. Anger being projected at you. all of these things, clearing the fields, and we'll see the light within you in your alignment and the light in the other that you're working with. Very good. Very good. So we're also clearing out, so when the person and yourself are in the loop, the area between you and the edges of the loop, you can think of it as your field. We're clearing that out as well. So some of you have very damaged parts of your field, and we're repairing that now. They've probably always been damaged with other people hanging on to them. It's all getting cleared and clarified now. Very good. Okay, I'd like you to check your limbs again and bring in any. And every time you bring a limb back, or you may be seeing it as cords, but all of that coming back, you're getting stronger, you're getting healthier, you're getting wiser, and you have the ability to love yourself. It's a micro truth of what it's like when you get to the other side and you pat yourself on the back and you say, that was a marvelous ride. Look at all that I did and all the places I used my light and my love, and this is what I learned. You open up your book of life, and you can see your experiences and how you recovered and how you were able to do that for yourself. And just like we do it in a big way at the end of our life, in this moment, I'd like you to give big appreciation for everything you've done so far, all the roads you've traveled, and anywhere you're still feeling burdened by the road you traveled. I'd like you to love that part of yourself. If you need to forgive yourself for traveling a hard road, that's fine too. Just love, love those parts that are still out on the road. And with that, let's invite anyone else who has parts that are still out on the road home, right to your core. Okay, big breath, clear it out. So you're still within the infinity loop with the person you're working with. And I'd like you to see the waterfall of light coming down for both of you as well. And when the other person just dissolves, whatever level you are working on is complete. And if you need to be in that loop for a bit longer with that person, that's fine too. But just allow them to dissolve, and you'll dissolve too. That whole issue will go. All right, very good. All right, let's see what else we've got going on in this group for today. All right, sending an extra energy between everyone through their connections. Okay. We do have someone with a lot of self-loathing right now, so let's all assist. And we assist by bringing in and loving our own self-loving. One of the first teachings I explored, which I to this absolute day, I believe, is when you're with someone else who's in extreme pain and you want to help, to clear that issue in yourself is the cleanest, fastest way to get it done. For a couple of reasons. One is you can't assist anyone if you're not strong yourself. And if you have that issue yourself, because you have some part of it yourself or the other polarity of it yourself, that's the reason that person's in your life. So clearing it for yourself is always the first thing we do. It's probably the only thing you need to do when we get really adept at this. But let's just go in and love these parts of ourselves that are in self-loathing. And this is a celebration when we find these parts and we love them. I want you to look at all these parts that you're integrating, all the broken parts, and love them. I want you to scan your tree, and any part that feels broken or something's wrong, just go ahead and bring in the repair. And the repair is always the part of you that left. How do you find that part? Because you're following your emotions. They always will lead you to where you need to go. Some people use emotions like a weapon for other people, you know, the damsel in distress, but there's other versions of that. So, and then the vibration is really strong and it just vibrates over and over and over again, like an echo. Sometimes this goes throughout families and gets stuck in weak places in families. So we'll strengthen everyone to all the places where things just get vibrated so strongly that we don't know the difference between someone else's emotion and our own. It's love. Clearing out quite a bit of stuff from people right now. Very good. Okay, so those of us who have, sometimes we notice we have like a greedy little child, a part that just cannot get enough no matter what. I'd like you to go find that part of yourself and love it. I know that when I'm in public and I see a very misbehaved child or fussy child, if I just turn on the light and I look at that child through that light, and I show them where their light is, they almost always recover. Because children, most children, know how to get their way home pretty fast, because they haven't left it that long ago. So within the MP3s that you have, there's a lot about projections and shame and guilt and energy getting thrown about. So if you are in distress, please listen to these. Please listen to them and just let that continue to ease out of your field so that you're not picking up and you're not vibrating it so hard. And it's not so painful. Okay, let's go to another call. 508.
Hi, this is Natalia.
Hello, Natalia.
So there's part of me that feels dead emotionally and resistant to like going in relations, stepping out into the world, into, you know, corporate wellness, stress reduction, stuff like that, just closed and emotionally paralyzed.
Go to the closed part. Let's go there. Open your heart, let the love flow. Are you feeling it in your body or outside of yourself?
I'm feeling it in my heart right now, but I mostly feel it in my shoulders, in my arms, in my back, in my joints.
Heavy. It feels heavy. Does it feel heavy to you?
Yes, like a weight.
Okay, let's let the weight go. I'm just going to move the density out for you. That feels like an obligation to carry someone else's weight. Take a deep breath. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling it localized in my pelvis and my shoulder.
Okay, so it's moved?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and release that. How are you feeling? You have more to come out of your pelvis, but keep talking.
Feeling a lot more flow.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm feeling a lot more flow.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to just move this whole part out of the pelvis. Okay, so the heaveness, 0 to 10, 10 being heavy, is it you've ever felt it? Where is it now?
It's like a 3 or 4.
Okay. Let's delete it down. Where do you feel it now? Behind your shoulders?
I'm feeling it mostly behind my left hip.
Left hip. Okay, it's moving. It's on the move. Okay, here we go.
Like the femur, like the pelvis, left hip.
Okay. Is that a layer coming out? And, you know, we've got a baby thing here, too, so. A child being born, holding on to the hip on the way out. You have a lot of stuff in there. And that's not unusual. Women kind of carry a lot of things in the pelvic area, almost like a kangaroo pouch or a purse. And so we're just layer by layer, it's all coming out now. So everyone, let's go ahead and clear out everybody's pelvic area and shoulders. You have to realign your hips there. Natalia, we'll do that now. How are you feeling?
I just feel the whole pressure flow, like resistance right in that area.
You're feeling resistance?
Yeah.
In the hip or the leg?
The whole pelvic area.
Okay,
and the
so let's take one more layer of resistance out. Can you love that part that's feeling resistance?
Yes.
You know, strengthening you to your life without resistance and that heaviness of carrying the weight of others. Okay, and reset. Okay, that kind of made me a little dizzy myself. How are you feeling? That was a lot.
I'm feeling it sort of tingle all in that area, which is better than the weight, so that's good.
When it's changing like that, you know it's in progress and in motion. So if we just keep affirming it's all leaving. I mean, not like a panic thing, but just kind of that inner knowing it's all being handled. Okay. Anything else coming up for you now, emotionally? Should we work on your heart now?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is for you and everyone. Let's go to our heart and just clear it out, the heart wave. A lot of motion, a lot of moving for you and other people. Okay, I'm going to move a color through your heart now. Okay, how's it feeling?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. All right, so let's move on to another caller. Okay, 805.
Hi, Sherry. It's Vicki.
Hey, Vicki.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. I say that with surprise. I was thinking about patterns in my family and my and thinking about my mother, who was incredibly exhausted and overworked, and I am in exhaustion myself. And I was also thinking about the pattern of my not feeling safe in the world, or wanting to be out in the world, that I like having, when I was a teacher and I had a district that, was the, was the buffer for me. Mm-hmm. And, the safety because of their business and the things that they went through by having a family business and feeling afraid to be in business myself.
All right. So let's go ahead and disentangle you from the family fears of business and patterns. So let's pull back all parts of yourself that feel that. Feel that connection that destabilizes you. We have a healthy limb where you feel more stable. That's different than this. But even with the healthy limbs, we always want to make sure that we're really clear where that stability is coming from. And it's always your core. So even the good things we're going to bring back. There we go. All right, so I'm feeling this amplification of it's not safe. So let's move that out of your field. And 100% infinite potential, this is, we're going to ask that you have that flow without the resistance to your business working. Right? You know, there's some sadness under there. What's that coming from?
Perhaps the sadness, like it's so sadness, it could be my missing working with children, because I did that for so many, 32 years, and I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the value that I felt, that I you know, really felt like I was making a difference.
And you're not feeling that now?
No, because I'm not doing anything except working on myself.
All right, let's go ahead and all the children you worked in for all of those years, I'd like you to see them hooked up to their own light and source. And I'd like you to bring your part back, bring all your parts back. You said, didn't you start the call saying you were exhausted?
Yes, I have been for many years.
Okay, let's bring this part, these parts back. So the part of your heart that aches, let's love this part. I feel like you're looking at empty's a step. So let's love the empty. And just let that clear. Do you feel a creative flow shifting for you, Vicki?
I hope.
Let's bring your creative flow back. All the places you've left your creative flow behind. For anyone,
yeah, I felt creative when I was teaching, and I don't feel creative now. Yeah.
Yeah, bring that back to yourself. I'm bringing in that golden light for you and anyone else who would like to have a creative boost, or financial boost, or sovereignty boost. So this is what you're doing. You're aligning your sovereignty again. And when you do that, you're going to get a big shift again. You're going to feel different with the work that you do. And it'll probably, it's got a chance of doing something different. So you're at 20% now. It'll go to 25 by tonight, and you might, that might just keep increasing until you're ready to actually do something different than what you thought you would be doing. But the golden energy is coming in for you and all the other people who want it right now, that sovereign self, and all the parts of you that are attached to your mother's exhaustion. Let's just let that go. Very good. Very good. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I feel like new possibilities can be opening up. And I feel sadness leaving, teary.
Okay.
A little shaky, but good shaky.
I think it's, yeah, I think it's leaving and just the shift. So I'll just strengthen you to just allowing everything else to flow out that's leaving. Yeah, the golden energy sometimes does that, it, you know, because it's clearing the field at the same time it's renewing the field. Mm. Thank you, Vicki.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to New York City. But I don't think you're in New York City, are you?
I'm kidding. Thank you so much. I was exhausted and I didn't think I'd make the call, but then I just woke up and it's so nice to connect with you and everyone. And I'm not even sure what the best thing to work on. Maybe this guilt of enjoying the beauty and the nature and surroundings and being happy, but then remembering all the people that are suffering and feeling like I used to feel, and then that sadness and guilt and sort of not feeling the, I don't know, I guess it's guilt.
Okay, let's go for that. Okay. So the thing with, sometimes when we're around people, we're raised in a family where everyone, you know, where they're suffering, in order to fit in, we suffer. Mm-hmm. And that becomes the pattern. It's like a roller coaster pattern. I'm happy, but that can't last. I'm happy, but that can't last. But so let's go ahead and just love these parts that were resonating with suffering.
And I don't think I ever was happy in childhood. Like, I actually looked at my childhood and think that I suffered the whole time, but maybe I didn't. And maybe there was some happiness there and not all suffering.
I think you were resonating with with other people suffering. And there probably were moments. Children generally have some moments, however fleeting, of happiness. So let's go ahead and love these parts that were resonating there. And just free yourself to be able to be where you are now. So all the parts from, they're still resonating in the childhood suffering and the suffering of others. Let's bring those in and let's love them. Very good.
And then there's, I feel like a part of me that feels like I'm going to wake up that it's just a dream and it can't be this wonderful or something.
Yeah. Let's have the part that expects it to all fall apart.
Mm-hmm. And I get this anxiety when you say that. I'll just wake up and realize it was all a dream or something.
But it's all inside of you, you know? So all the feelings that someone else ignites inside of us are ours. They're your feelings.
Oh, no, and I realized that. Like, I was just telling him yesterday, like, I feel so much love and joy and bliss and happiness right now, and I felt that before I met him. And he said, of course, if you're else, you wouldn't have been able to meet me. You know, like, we wouldn't have come together. Like,
right.
We both felt that, but it's sort of amplified, I think, a little bit.
Right. It does get amplified. So all the part that expects things to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a slight fear when I was writing the thing this morning that what if he just has this magic love spell on me and I'm not seeing clearly and I have to really think – carefully if this is someone I want to marry and spend my life with, and what if he just has this love spell on me that's making me fall so in love and I'm not really seeing the situation clearly, and then I'll realize that I made a mistake or something.
That's what engagements are for. To give yourself lots of time to really know. All right, so let's go into love spells. So you have these MP3s. Some of them were updated too, and they're really good for this situation because they'll go into their projections and all of that and just kind of assist clearing and cleaning and getting clear. So let's go in and clear more.
And it could be my own sabotage or my own inner fears that are, you know, can make this fall apart if it does, right?
That can happen, but let's go to where you trust yourself. So that's really what we're talking about, getting able to trust yourself, because it's possible a relationship is wrong and then it becomes right and the other way around. But we have to trust ourselves to know when to zig or zag, right? So let's go into self-trust so that you know that you know that you know. And that happens to your alignment. So all the parts of yourself that were ever felt like you couldn't get to your own knowing, and let's delete those patterns. Actually looks pretty strong in you. You're getting much better at this. Delete.
I had a lot of tests from like outside people that I was first listening to, and then I realized like my heart is not lying, you know, or my connection with the divine is telling me also in my heart. And so it doesn't matter what other people say, but it was kind of hard for me. It's the wanting a little bit of other people's approval.
Right, right. So even if your heart leads you into something that later, let's make it a job. The heart says, I really want this job. And you just have the job. And then 6 months later, it's not the right job for some reason. It doesn't mean that there was something within that 6 months that very powerful for you and a necessary thing for you. So you're good. So keep going back to I know that I know.
So does that mean this relationship that you might see that it only lasts 6 months?
No, don't read anything into that. This is what I'm telling you. Trust yourself, trust your knowing, because a relationship, just by the definition, especially a highly romantic one, is going to bring in everything. That's the whole idea behind romance, just to bring in everything that's left undone to test. So you choose what's right for you. You choose where you're going to feel the strongest. I do say this to people, though, about relationships. I touched on it earlier in the call. If a relationship makes you feel ungrounded, unstable, out of yourself, that's probably not the time to get married. I'd give it longer to see if you can get into your strength. You should feel better, not out of body, happy, over the top, but you should feel better and stronger. That's a relationship that's right for you. And the other person should be feeling that too. Everyone should be feeling better than who they were. It should bring something to you.
I feel like I'm out of my body or something like that, because I feel like I'm getting stronger just with our own healing triggers that we've been triggering for each other. This perception, you know, his insights and our working together and things. So I feel like I'm grounded and good, but do you sense that I'm just out of my body or not thinking?
Well, you're tired.
I know.
So you're a little out of it on that level, but get everything in flow for yourself. That's all I'm saying. And I say that for anyone, consider it a general thought, because it's a good one. You're going to be thinking it a lot. Is this right for me? Is this right for me? And you don't want to make the question the problem, though, either. You can question something until you destroy it. And you don't want to do that either. The insight is very quick. It's immediate. Is this right for me today? And you can even go back to, what are the 5 things I need to do today? When you're asking within your alignment, what's important for you to do today? And it might be spend all day in the relationship. It might be spend only an hour in the relationship. I mean, it could be anything. And when you're doing that, you're totally in the flow.
Yeah. No, and that's so true. And I feel like I have a good balance between my own time and meeting friends. And like last night at a party, he's like, do you want me to introduce you to people? And I said, no, I want to go meet them myself. So I would just go up to people and meet them because I didn't want to be introduced with, you know, as his girlfriend or something. And it was just a beautiful experience and meeting so many wonderful people. And just, I don't know, the energy here just in Sedona is so beautiful. So.
Good. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're in great flow. It's nice to chat with you.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see who's next. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sherry. It's Betsy.
Betsy. Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm for the most part, I'm doing well, but I'm feeling really run down, kind of adrift. I really know what's going on. So I'm glad to speak to you. I can't really identify it.
Well, there's been a lot going on in the world. Let's go ahead and Betsy, for everyone who doesn't know, started a telesummit recently. So she has a lot of people on a phone line with her right now. So let's go ahead and strengthen you to your purpose.
Okay.
And for everyone, play along at home. Strengthen you to your purpose, to lead everything in the way of that. Strengthen you to the distress of other people calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the normal ebb and flow and emotional manipulation sometimes that happen in business. Let's strengthen you to that.
Okay.
Okay. There's several things I'm moving out of your field, Betsy. Okay. So I'm going to go to source. We're going to open that big and wide and just let that pour in. When you shift a job or you shift a relationship, as some people are doing right now, your energy field is going to change. So here it is. So let's widen it, strengthen it, go into your center more. How are you feeling now?
I feel like something lifted. That was amazing. I've been feeling like I should go take a nap, and yet I have things to do, and I just felt suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that definitely lifted.
Yeah, you had somebody in your field really heavy that you maybe be dependent on that's kind of heavy. So I just cleaned a lot of that off and then all the other energies. Anyway, you feel good to me. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Thank you. Could that have been my sister? Can you identify who?
I actually do feel like I know who it is. So your sister might be a little weak in that too. Maybe it's a sister like kind of thing. But let me clean that as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's even more. I think you just want a layer deeper with me. Okay, so just assess. Let's get you rebalanced here. Flowing. How are you now?
Oh, much better. I feel like a veil's been lifted.
Yep. Yeah, you had a couple people really in there. Really, really in there, Betsy.
Okay, so how can I, when that happens to me, do I just do the strengthening my core and pouring the light in there?
That's it. And just say, I'm strong to other people's energy and we're deleting, you know, when you're strong to anyone else in your field or the collective field, which you probably need to do before all your calls too, just get everybody out. It just sort of blows everyone out so you can feel yourself. Otherwise, you're dragging around all this luggage and you're trying to get something done because other people are attached in there with their own ideas of how it should be done.
Okay.
You look good. Take a nap if you need to.
So much.
Sometimes it makes everything else go faster. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Sherry.
Okay. All right. We have an anonymous caller. I don't know who you are yet, though, but I'm going to open the line. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on Skype. Could that be me?
Might be. Who? What's your name?
Levon.
Levon, how? Hi, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, things are moving, and I guess after my email, it was just coming up for me this morning that I felt really confused a lot in my life, I guess, with a lot of things, and I guess that's sort of where I was at in my, as a child. I was different from everybody else in my family, and I was very sensitive, and it was really quite dysfunctional, so I just really felt confused about how to relate to my family, and it sort of stayed that way my whole life. I just never really felt confident in myself, believed in myself.
Okay, so that's a core strength. That's a core strength. So we're on a call, so let's just see how much we can get back of your core strength. So for everyone else that's feeling something missing, lacking, or a lack of confidence is always a core strength. So go ahead and let's go ahead and invite all those parts that are ready now to come back to you. So you're still, some part of you that you're not acknowledging is still waiting for the family to give this to you in the same way the family gives a child everything it needs to survive. So we all have these old survival mechanisms and patterns. So we're just shifting it over to a more, a cleaner pattern within ourselves. So invite the parts that where you lost your confidence back. Sometimes children are not given, you know, their own will or their own unique platform in a family because it's threatening to everybody else.
I don't think I ever had any my self-confidence. I guess
yeah.
One thing that really came up to me, I was talking to about mental issues, and I just sort of felt what I was getting back from my family, that there was some, and I guess because I was so confused and I didn't quite know how to relate to this family I was in, and it was sort of, I was getting feedback, there's something wrong with me mentally. And so then that has sort of stayed with me my whole life, and I'm thinking, you know, with the issues that I'm sort of having now, and, you know, the marriage I went and everything, whether there's that belief that I need to really let go of, that there's something wrong with me mentally. I don't know.
Right. Okay. So this is how this is. I even got one for myself this morning. When you have a family, certain types of family have certain identities, and your place in the pattern of the family and the family constellation is so strong that everyone makes you this one thing. You know, they make you the weak one. They make you the strong one. They make you the rescuer. They make you whatever they made you, whatever they've decided collectively you are. There's a pressure placed upon you, and it's up to us to decide who we really are. So let's go to that part of yourself that never felt it, and let's see if we can bring that home. How I work with this is I go into the alignment, and I'm deleting any influence, anything that taught you as a you know, basically as a divine right, you can have confidence. So all the places that you were taught and patterns you're holding, withholding confidence from yourself or the belief or knowing that you have it is deleted now. And then we affirm that I'm confidence in action. I'm love in motion and confidence in action. You can have those two things and you can have more, but let's start with those. Let's allow that to come through. Now, when I look at your alignment, we need to strengthen your source alignment. So I'm doing that now and bringing that in. Okay. So some of the identities that you're holding in your body that you don't know the difference between a pattern that was thrown on you and who you really are. Who you really are is love and light, and everything else is an illusion. So we're bringing this in, and this old self is going away. It's getting escorted out. So how are you feeling?
Well, I'm still feeling this sort of anxiety about it and the insecurity, I guess. I've always felt insecure because of that lack of confidence.
Okay, so we just did confidence. So insecurity is different, but let's go into that place where you feel insecure. Bashful, hidden,
yeah,
not capable, and delete all those patterns and invite all those parts of yourself back.
Feeling worthless and just really, yeah, no self.
Yeah, okay. So let's delete all the projections of that. Are you listening to the MP3s a lot?
Oh, yes, I am.
Good.
I do feel that it's definitely...
And they're bringing up more and more layers. So sometimes when we see the layers move away, or we kind of sense them moving out of us, they seem bigger. But really what's happening is that's them leaving. And so just keep going back to your core and affirming your sense of love, confidence, security, and ability. Capable is very strong for you. We want you to feel capable. That you can that you can function the way you need. That's the most important one for you right now. So we'll strengthen you to your feeling capable and delete all the patterns that were projected on you about that right now. So there's more light coming in for you now. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sherry.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Sylvia. How are you, Sylvia?
Oh, thank you, Cherry. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Fine. Oh, it's a fabulous call. I don't know how you do it, but every time it's better and better and better. I don't know how you do it.
Thank you.
I remembered a very big pattern of our family. So I always had this feeling I didn't have any family. I was never part of a family. We were four, my mother, father, and a brother, and me. Mm-hmm. And it's this family pattern is that everyone was completely disconnected and suffering, and we never could, there was no communication going on.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just tried to go away, to leave this family pie. You
mm-hmm.
know? But everyone was a piece of this family pie, but in big suffering, and there was no family sense.
Okay. Okay. So when you're talking about that,
yes,
what do you feel? You feel this is what comes up for me. Tell me if this is right. That pattern of not actually belonging, being a part of, being in the flow of a functional family has sort of followed you around. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go to the pattern of a fractured family and let's delete that out of your field. Where you have to put up, suffer in silence, be part of a fractured family, delete all of that. And then let's reset to wholeness, wholeness within you, wholeness within your perception. And allowing others, because as long as we hold this, we can't actually be part of a functional family, nor are we going to attract one that's functional. So we'll delete that. All the patterns. I'm seeing actually a geometric pattern, just taking that whole pattern out of you. I'm going to do that for everyone now who's in a fractured family. And we'll reset the possibilities to wholeness, the potential to wholeness. Okay, so we'll delete that, and we're resetting for you, Sylvia. So you have something you never had.
Yeah.
So how does that feel? Sad?
No. No, that's... So the new part now,
mm-hmm.
if it looks sad, no.
Okay. How are you feeling now?
I don't really know.
Something deep, though. Do you feel deep, a deep thing?
Something like as if I couldn't believe in that.
Okay. All right. So let's go into it can't happen to me. I don't believe. Okay, so let's move all the places where you don't believe in the possibility. Now, this is important because when we have a belief that things cannot change for us, it really affects our ability to heal and shift. Yeah. So that will get supercharged as we allow the possibility that things can change. We don't know how it will change, but we know that we've now aligned to a whole family rather than a fractured family. It could also be a lot of little things. It could be that bringing it back to wholeness is frightening because you feel engulfed by everyone else's feelings, or that the actual fracture actually may have served a purpose. And so now we're relating to then rather than an upgraded version. It can be that that you're getting ready to go down, because this is what it feels also. You're getting ready to go in to see things through a different point of view on the spiral, you know, on our spiral of life. You've seen it from one point of view and you're about to see it from another. And there is a point of uncertainty and disbelief as everything shifts and you see things from a different eyes. So let's go ahead and help clear some of that for you so you can get into it and accept it. If the family is very pained, and we start thinking of it before, then we're going to feel engulfed by everybody's feelings that were there, that the fracture actually saved you from. So let's go to your family of origin and connect everyone living or not living to their source and you to your source, where they can go ahead and clear their own suffering. You can disconnect from their suffering and allow them their own divine path. And as we go into your divine path, we'll strengthen your core and just allow the suffering of them to return to wherever it needs to go for resolution, the part that's not yours to resolve. Okay, a lot of it's just going now. Your layers are going, Sylvia.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Are you in disbelief? It's rebuilding now. Your field is getting rebuilt without that family constellation in it. That dynamic, anyway, I guess is what I should say. So each family member has a certain job or function, and our functions, many people on this call, the function seem to be to pull in everybody else's pain and to hold it or to misidentify it. So as the only identity we really have is the light and the love, and that's our true identity. Out of that, we are aspects of that. You know, some of us are very creative people. Some of us are more intelligent people. Some of us are going to work with the land. Some are going to work with their hands. I mean, everyone has something a little different within that identity. But when we get really pure, everyone's the love and light. And that's the same with the family you came out of. So more and more of those attachments are leaving. And I'm going to go get the parts of your childhood that are back there and bring them forward, parts of your soul. The part of your soul that was fractured with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So let that love pour in and will strengthen you to accept that part. So our family identities can also keep us from being who we are, right? So if our family identity is to be the one who's the sponge for everybody's pain, sometimes it keeps us from actually finding out who we really are. You're integrating some big pieces there, Sylvia. Are you still stunned or can you feel that?
No, I feel better now.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Wow.
It feels like things shifted for your family, too.
Yes. I only have my brother now.
But it shifts everywhere, through the whole tree.
Yeah. And the thing is, with my brother, he has two children, but for me, they do not exist at all. It's... Mm-hmm. That's something so strange. The strange person I would meet at the street is more closer to me than this part of the family.
Well, sometimes this happens, and you can also use the infinite loop for the brother and nieces and nephews, and see if that starts to shift and clear things. Because your brother's also carrying the fractured pattern. So
yes.
As we shift you, it will shift him, and you can take it a step further is what I'm saying. You can take it one step further and see what happens.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. I think we're... Mariah?
It's Amita.
Amita, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
It was very powerful, this last process. I just couldn't stop yawning, so I think I had some big for that.
Good.
I would like to have some support with healing my right wrist.
Okay.
Started like 7 months ago when we were staying with some people. We had an agreement to help them clean up a house, which... some people have rented out before, which left it a bit in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And did a lot of cleaning and scrubbing. And ever since, I have this pain and weakness in the wrist.
Okay.
Which Maria actually, when he gave me some healing, he saw like some shackles from being a slave in a past life.
Yeah. Well, when you're doing that kind of intense cleaning over a short period of time, it can bring up, the agreement, like you mentioned, the agreement. And the slavery. Mm-hmm. So if we see this, we can go ahead. If we see it, we can delete it. So let's go ahead and delete all the patterns of enslaved contracts. And reset. I get Cinderella stories. I don't know if you grow up with Cinderella or you have to do this deep cleaning. So let's delete all of that. You're forced. Okay. So let's run love down your right wrist and arm and shoulder, all the way to the fingers, all over the body. And then where your arm and your wrist went to work in those other dimensions, let's bring it back to real time. Mm-hmm. Strong to current time and your future. What is the sensation in the wrist now?
I feel a kundalini, actually. I feel a cool breeze sensation, and actually both my hands.
Okay. Mm. So that's better?
Yeah.
All right.
Healing. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go on to another caller. All right. Colleen, how are you?
Hi. Wow, this has been powerful. I dozed off during some of the questions, and I woke up, and I heard the last couple ones, and my whole body just started to shake and vibrate. And I'm still vibrating, and I don't know what that's all about.
We did some deep clearing, so let's just take your attention back to your core, strengthen you to Queen Colleen. And let's integrate all the parts of yourself that are integrating. Any overwhelming energy will allow to move away. Anything that felt overwhelming. There you go. So resonating with other people's overwhelm and issue. I'll delete that. How are you now?
I'm better. And you know, I also had an image when I just before I fell asleep. I don't know what we were talking about with the family, but I saw myself at the dinner table, and you know, being half Italian, everybody talking and eating off of everybody else's my plate actually. Eating so fast, but wanting the desire not to eat fast and be able to you know, converse afterwards. But then once everybody finished, they were gone. So, you know, ready to clean up and everything. And, you know, there was just an abandonment feeling.
Okay. So the image is more than abandonment. The image is more like they're eating your plate. They're eating from your source. And then they go. So let's go ahead and let's work with abandonment first, since you mentioned it. So I think it's loss. Doesn't it feel like a loss of family?
Loss, yes.
Yeah, the part there where you feel lost. Let's go ahead and invite all the parts back that felt lost. Have you heard the phrase, pick your bones?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Your family, pick your bones, and they run off. Okay.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's bring, let's love these parts that feel the loss. And some of it is, you know, we want it to be different. We want a different thing. And then let's bring in the part that is not really acknowledging it's been overwhelmed. I mean, you have before, you've worked on it, so we're on a different part of the spiral here, the part that's where they eat your nourishment. You're happy to share, but you didn't expect them to be abandoned. So yeah. some of it is this pattern, some of this, Colleen, is this pattern where we happily give something back, but we do have an expectation. You know,
yes.
There's a subtle expectation there. And this happens in relationships a lot with families and otherwise. So let's go ahead and love this part that gives with expectation. That's almost like mothers teaching us manners. You're supposed to do this and they're supposed to do that. So let's love this part that's lost in this, really. There's a lot of you in that. So let's bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anytime you give someone a plate of food, it's freely given, and they can leave or not leave. It's totally up to them.
Wow.
And you may also choose not to give the plate of food.
Yes.
You might say, you know what? I'm eating my plate. Get your fork out of here. Okay. So let's love this.
Which I never did.
Yeah. That's the parts that gave away too much. The parts that gave away more than what was comfortable. Okay, so the part of you that brings in this pattern of people within that pattern,
yes.
Let's go ahead and demagnetize that and love that part.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Okay, that feels better. So I'm going to reset you to life without that pattern. Delete and reset. Now, of course, Colleen, that's not the same thing as just your normal give and take. This is like a more emotional hooking thing. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sweetheart. And thank you, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. We have one more caller. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Sherry, how are you?
I'm good. What's new with you?
Man, I have been doing so much clearing and integration, I guess. So much processing and work over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
I just woke up with a neck ache, and it's just, you know, pulsing, and it feels like energy, you know? I did work out, you know, the day before, but it just feels pulsing. I can't sit down without feeling it or, you know, lay down without feeling it. I couldn't sleep less. I did go to the chiropractor today. I did physical things for it, you know, but I'm thinking it's just more, you know, energy that needs to be cleared.
Well, okay, so that's true. But if you look at your alignment, it's not in your neck. So let's run your alignment from source right through your neck all the way down past your feet. And as we do that, we'll ask the neck to move around the blueprint of your best neck posture, and then easily delete other pains in your neck. Okay. 50,000 other pains in the neck. Well, your alignment is better. We have to like redo how everything sits. So the alignment to the shoulders, the alignment to the knees, alignment to the ankles, alignment through everything. So you really have kind of disassembled yourself. So we'll strengthen to your heart, well, all the organs, all the digestive system. We'll bring you back into focus here. Nervous system and brain, everything. Integrating within the systems as well, the structure as well, the flow, the blood flow. And not just for Dan, everybody can be a part of this. You get evenness in the feet and all the way up. Okay, how are you doing?
It feels loose, you know, like my it feels more loose. It's really what it is. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like I'm holding something.
Right.
You know?
I think the most important thing is just watch the alignment. Just make sure it's going all the way up to the top of your head. I think something kind of went out. So let's whatever caused that to happen, which was before your workout, let's go ahead and bring that back. I think it's power to governments, powers to other people. Let's just bring this part back. I just wanted to escape before the axe came down. On this part. Integrate. Strengthen to whatever happens next. That looks better. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel more settled. You know,
yes.
That's what it really felt like. I was like, almost like I was jumping forward. And I feel like I'm settled into my body, you know, a lot more. Yeah, that feels. And you, I just want to reiterate that you said align yourself all the way up to your head.
Right.
So when you're seeing, is that what you mean when you're seeing your light go all the way up through the head?
Right. So your spinal cord, just go all the way up your neck to the top of your head. Just go all the way up. Sometimes we work with just the body core when we're in the main nervous system, but really I think most of the time it's better just to go all the way up, because sooner or later we're going to be integrating the brain and the head anyway. So for core alignment, use all of yourself.
Okay.
That's what happened with you. That part just disappeared. Okay.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for the call. It was lovely to connect with you again. Let's go ahead and say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Love to everyone.
Aloha. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Aloha.